It's an age-old solution to a real-life problem. If you can't make friends, buy them. That now translates to the online space, where an increasing number of so-called click farms, many based out of India, offer you the chance to purchase likes for your Facebook page or followers for your Twitter account. This week, Prime Minister Tony Abbott's office has had to explain that the reason the majority of the likes on his Facebook page come from users in New Delhi is not because he paid for them, but because of his close friendship with India's very popular Prime Minister Narendra Modi. South Asia correspondent Stephanie March now has this report.
So he's at one of the bus stops somewhere.
Yeah, he said the bus stop near a sweet shop.
Facebook doesn't allow the buying of followers, so the so-called click farms who provide the service try to do so discreetly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Delhi click farm operator Rahul, not his real name, didn't want to meet us in his office, so we picked him up at a bus stop. The likes are done with the help of a server, he says. We create them through programs, but all the profiles are just for show. You can go to a profile and check it out, and all the photos and videos are fake, he says. At a cost of 1 rupee per like, Rahul and operators like him can create up to 15,000 clicks a day. For $300 Australian, that's a lot of new friends.
What types of people and companies come to you and ask for this service?
Politician and businessman, celebrities, filmmaker, artist.
Have you done any work for any Australian politicians or Australian celebrities?
No.
Obviously, Facebook and Twitter don't like this kind of activity. Do you think you're doing the wrong thing, or do you think that it's okay?
This is the wrong thing. But this is totally wrong.
It's totally wrong, he says, but a good way to make money. It was revealed this week that the highest proportion of Tony Abbott's 396,000 Facebook followers are based in New Delhi, sparking accusations the Prime Minister had paid for them. In a statement, his office says that isn't the case, that his popularity on the subcontinent is due to his close relationship with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has 25 million followers. Social media expert Matthew Cox says it's easy to spot a fake Facebook user.
They would look basically like a really unused Facebook account. And typically they're often characterised by the fact that they essentially like a whole heap of different things. And I suppose the mashup of their interests doesn't really make much sense.
He warns paying for popularity has its downsides because Facebook only posts content out to a certain number of a person's followers. So the more fake friends you have, the fewer real followers see your posts.
So if that content is being pushed out to fake accounts, it's essentially like your content is falling on deaf ears. So as a result of having those fake presences, you're essentially sabotaging yourself in the long run.
Is there a better way to get friends online than to pay for them?
Yeah, absolutely. The old-fashioned way, or I shouldn't say the old-fashioned way, the right way, which is basically just to produce something that people are in essence interested in.
Or become friends with Narendra Modi. This is Stephanie March in New Delhi reporting for The World Today.